Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Good evening, subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarloth, your number one resource for breaking news. I'm Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos. So let's get it over
Hold on. Tomlin, could you give me two...
Herc,
what?
Baby.
What?
You all right?
Yeah, no. Yeah, why? I'm good.
Are you absolutely positive?
I'm doing great. There's nothing wrong with old Herc. Just so excited to deliver news and be here. And, you know, just all the stuff that really just gets Herc going, gets me, like, excited to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, you sound positively alive right now.
I'm alive. Souping my thighs for the future.
Souping your thighs for the future. Lovely.
From thigh school.
Well, all that said, it is great to have you here with us on Live from Zarloth.
Yeah,
before we even
get
into the news, I must say I'm feeling like I'm on cloud 10. I had a Sidonian sea slug for the very first time.
You've never had one?
I've never had one. For those unfamiliar, it is a slug that gives you a hallucination, which allows you to see your own birth. And it is a deeply moving experience, unsettling in some ways, but I found myself moved. I wept. I cried.
It's okay. Like, I wouldn't, you know, in the list of top 10 things, it's probably like number 11.
I realize now that our birth experiences were probably very different. Because you are a full organ-based vaginal birth, yes?
I mean, not vaginal. I got spat out of my dad's mouth.
I see. That is right.
That's more kind of, Glorbanians, a bit mouth-spitting parents. It's a seahorse kind of thing for all you earthlings. That's pretty much what it is.
And obviously for myself, it was watching me get put in a tube with carrots and rosemary.
Yeah,
so
tubes of
I
soup.
Found it moving. I was moved. I understand for those of you who come out the natural...
Yeah.
I was going to say collection of words that should not be said. So I'm going to say a set of different words instead.
What are you going to say, Ranga? Let's hear it.
Every combination of words coming to my mind right now are not fit for the air to describe the process of a human being launched from a...
Veenies and weenies.
Correct. Exactly. That said, I understand it's a very different experience. For you, it might be unsettling. If I had a standard issue mother, like a lot of you creatures do, I probably wouldn't want to be seeing myself evacuated from their junk.
It was fun for me. Not the junk. I flew through the air. I remember every second. I don't even need the slug. It's like burned into my memory forever. Flying through the air, saying, "Hello, father." And then he left shortly afterwards, because I think me saying "hello, father" out the gate really kind of set him back in our relationship.
It would mess me up. I'm a little messed up just hearing about it.
Yeah. That's the common response.
So now, obviously, there's a little bit of a shunting process. So that's what it's called, where you
shunting,
are launched
yes, that is
from the father's
the
mouth.
Scientific term.
Most are shunted out about 8 or 9 feet through the air.
Yep.
Most of Gorlabian babies are facing downwards toward the ground. Herc, I presume, was facing upwards. So as he flew, he was able to maintain eye contact with his father as he spoke his first words on that 9-foot flight.
I also, this is completely off topic, I'm going to donate 1,000 credits to Craft a Wish for every time that Ron correctly says Glorbanian, because it never happens.
And to contrast that, I will visit a Craft a Wish child every time Herc donates 1,000 credits. I'm willing to be their villain.
Yeah, I mean that...
That is the process?
That seems about right.
Mm. That said, if you haven't tried the sea slug, I can't recommend it enough. You will be moved.
Eh, maybe. It's kind of hard to say. Anyway, we got some emails to read. You all been sending us emails like we told you to. It's so great. I can't wait to read all these emails.
Herc, you can't ask someone repeatedly to do something and then besmirch them when they finally do it.
I'm not besmirching anyone. I'm being genuine. I'm so excited. Can't you tell from the way that I'm talking?
That has a certain Daniel Stormy quality to
it. It really did, actually.
That was amazing.
Do you want to hear my impression?
Time? Have you? I'd love to hear your Daniel.
We hang out outside of work every once in a while. We were talking about that show from the other week. You know, we both had pretty negative experiences with it.
Yeah. I am sorry about that, Daniel. That's unfortunate.
But I should do my impression.
I would love to hear your Daniel Stormy.
Okay, let's see. Now, Ron, I was stuck in a porta potty and I fell down into a sinkhole where my face got shoved so far into the bowels of the earth that I pooped my pants and rolled down into a field of grass that was so tender it got me pregnant. Back to you, Daniel. How was that?
Firstly, very close.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm impressed. I am an impressed creature.
Yeah, that's good.
That said, I feel like there's a jowl quality being missed.
Oh.
There's a certain flap in the jowl.
It's because I don't have jowls. That's why.
Now, Daniel, I've been traveling through clouds, and, well, every time I see my own reflection, I cry a little bit. Not out of fear, Daniel, but out of lust.
I feel pretty close.
That has some jowl quality.
You gotta get the jowls in there. That's what gets you.
Here's an email from...
Right, the emails!
Yeah, here's an email from the Earthling, Susanna. It says, sent from my iPhone. Great, you couldn't even get on desktop to email us?
Can't wait to hear from you, Susanna iPhone.
All right, Susanna iPhone. Susanna writes, in the club, are we all fam? That's it. I just don't get the reference. I feel like this must be some kind of reference.
I may actually be able to clue you into this.
Oh, please.
So, I have been watching documentaries. I know we haven't talked of documentaries.
It's been
much
a little
recently.
Bit, yeah.
However, this
watch
is
the Free State of Jones.
Free State of Jones. I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah, it's got Coop in it.
Lovely.
Go on.
It's good to see him doing other things.
Yeah, branching out.
That said, this reference to In de Klerb is a reference to a masterpiece by Francis Ford Coppola called Megalopolopolis.
Oh, really? That sounds like a wonderful, well-put-together movie.
It has received nothing but critical acclaim. And there's an iconic scene in it where a thing, creature, I suppose it's sentient, because it's trying to talk at least, speaks to Adam Driver. You've met Adam Driver.
Yeah, we talked. Yeah.
Adam Driver is one of the few exalted creatures who has made it to Zarloff 1, who is of human birth. And
he has been welcomed a time or two, and we played backgammon.
He's very skilled with a racket.
Yes.
That said,
backgammon is a board game. Where'd the racket come from? Am I going crazy?
Am I going crazy?
Send us an email. Backgammon.
Tell us what backgammon is.
I think backgammon.
Backgammon is played on a court. There's a net.
That's badminton. Our neighboring studios are going to come check on us, I think.
I am deeply upset.
Yeah. He got so upset that he ruined our PG-13 rating for a bit. Yeah, I'm sure our editors will censor that, but apologies to... I don't know. I don't care.
Whoever still gets upset by that word.
Who gets
apologies
upset by
to
that
you,
word?
I guess nuns?
Nuns? Maybe a couple of... I was going to just say like peddlers, but peddlers of what?
Peddlers are fine. Most peddlers are most
like fine. A good peddler.
That's it. Adam Driver, Megalopolis.
Yeah.
He speaks to this thing at one point. I forget most of the monologue. I saw this a handful of weeks ago, and I was mostly focused on the popcorn. It was a moving experience. I'm trying all sorts of new Earth things. That said, he delivers a certain line where he says, "Go back to the club." And I presume this is what Susanna iPhone is referencing when she mentions the club.
Well, it's all tied to Adam Driver.
Comes back to Adam Driver. And to answer your question, yes, we are all family.
Hmm. Yes, we're all family. We're all great, big old family. Let's read another email. I'm done talking to Susanna. She feels like she has some kind of inside scoop that makes me deeply uncomfortable. I'm going to read a different email.
Are you spacist?
I feel like we've established that most of this show is, well, it's either very spacist or very anti-spacism, and we really toe the line.
It's case to case.
It's case to case.
It swings
episode.
By the day. Yeah. It really. It's species to species. Yeah. Like some are exalted and exempted.
Yeah,
some
we really just, like some people. We really hate other people just based off of how they look. Anyway,
let's if that's spacist. Cancel me.
Cancel me. Cancel Hercules.
Cancel Ron Spackman.
Yeah,
and
that's a good soundbite right there.
Amazing.
Put that in the next trailer. Here's an email. This is from someone called Melodia Harmonic. I'm sure that's a real name. Subject, unprecedented event on planet Xyloforia, the Great Quantum Orchestra Uprising. This is a whole book, so I might paraphrase this a bit. Don't be mad, Melodia. This says, Dear Ron Spackman and Herc Dercules, Dercules spelled, I forget how my last name is spelled. This might be spelled correctly.
I've only been reading it for about 10 years now, so.
Yeah, Earth language spelling, it's kind of weird, but
it's
not
a one-to-one translation.
No, it's really not. It says, Greetings from the vibrant and ever-eccentric planet of Xyloforia. As a longtime admirer of Lie from Jarloff, I felt compelled to share a recent event from our world that epitomizes the delightful absurdity of our existence.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it talks about the Great Quantum Orchestra Uprising. It says, man, there's a lot here. On the 42nd day of the Month of Melodies, our planet experiences an event that's left scientists and artists in a state of bewildered euphoria.
Dylan would have been very succinct with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, Dylan would have given us like a paragraph. This is a book. It's, wow, I have to scroll quite a ways. Don't be mad. I'm going to paraphrase this. There's something happened on Xyloforia. They're really famous for their music. Let's see. There was a spontaneous synchronization at 12 o'clock Xyloforian mean time, opposed to Xyloforian kindness time.
There's a difference.
There's a big difference.
And I won't tell you which one you'd rather be.
Yeah, it's hard to say, really. It's flipping a coin like Graftoish. I was kind of spitting bars there for a second, wasn't I?
There was some flow.
I can spin a tune. Anyway.
Not to interrupt this clearly pressing news, but...
Yeah, I'm only halfway through this.
In the art of freestyle, and I feel like most people are unaware of how talented Herc is when it comes to freestyle.
Do you want to hear my freestyler?
I will provide a beat.
Okay.
However, I will need you to... Obviously, this is a musical moment.
Yes, it really is.
This is musical news.
Musical news.
That said, I will provide something.
All right, lay down a funky beat.
And I require some freestyle.
Okay.
Excellent.
I'll freestyle.
All right.
Lay down a sick beat. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Herc on the mic. Yeah. Here we go. Fell down the stairs, raised my hairs, pooped in my eyes, felt unawares. Yeah. Yes, Herc Dercules Coop went to space. We're not done.
Well, I was going to insult you, and then you kept going.
Yeah, well, I've got more.
Okay.
Coop goes to space. It's his race. Humanity's savior. Don't be erased. I got it. I got this.
All right.
Yeah. Murph, don't let me leave, Murph. I need to come
back. Damn it. This is just interstellar again.
I need to come back to Earth, Murph. Well, you got a taste of what old Herc is capable of.
You've got to believe me when I say after a couple drinks, he is immaculate.
Yeah.
That was not a true demonstration of his skill.
I get more succinct the drunker I am.
It really is impressive. He really just, he pares it down the more you get in him.
Yeah. I'm just going to skip the rest of this email because holy crap, there's so much.
I'd love to know what's going on. Is it important?
Stuff happens.
Well, yeah, stuff happens everywhere. Look at what happened there?
Look at this. Look at it. There's so much.
Well, I'm sure it's important, okay, Herc. I'd love to know.
Here's what happens in the aftermath.
I don't have an insight on this. I don't get to read these beforehand. I'm riffing here.
It says the global jubilation was the aftermath. The event has been dubbed the harmonious happening, leading to spontaneous festivals with citizens embracing in song and dance, celebrating the unity and unpredictability of our culture. Scientific scrutiny. Quantum physicists are currently investigating the phenomenon, hypothesizing that the orchestra may have tapped into a universal frequency that connects all matter and energy. It's a discovery that could revolutionize our understanding of the cosmos. I mean, maybe. It's all. Things are looking pretty grim.
Herc.
Yeah?
If this paraphrasing is not being misconstrued.
I mean, that was just reading that. That wasn't paraphrasing that last bit. I just skipped most of the middle.
This sounds monumentous, Herc.
Maybe.
No, not maybe. This is huge.
Could be.
Are you still high?
No.
I'm still high.
Tomlin, please.
Tomlin. Tomlin does it with me. Tomlin likes it.
Well,
anyway,
yes, but Tomlin isn't speaking to the cosmos.
Melodia, this seems like a load of crap.
Oh, that's right.
Where
oh,
do you great. Get off, Melodia, making up stories about harmonic convergence? You know, I mean, really.
You know, this is why we're in trouble.
We're in trouble.
I assume you... Oh, have you not... Well, while you were blazing up with Tomlin, I guess
yeah,
you weren't...
Yeah, we've been hitting that
to
fat
news?
Doobie.
To the doings? What's happened to our own program?
No, what happened?
Oh, goodness.
I am out of the loop.
So
I'm also
it would seem.
Angry.
So you genuinely have no knowledge of the Terran Hextable thing?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, good grief.
I don't know
am
why
I the
I
only
chanted,
real
like...
anchor in this building anymore? I swear.
I'm just high.
How about this?
Okay.
I'll clue you in as I clue everyone else into the happenings. Breaking news! Troubling reports from the Imperial Palace... Okay. Of Zarloff this morning. As the renowned steward of the press, Terran Hextable, has made some staunch declarations regarding intergalactic information policies. We go now to that press conference.
On behalf of the Emperor, it is my honor to declare the following. Due to contentions that this administration has deemed inexcusable, the following programs will not be allowed to report from the Imperial Palace grounds. 1 Fox News Limited Liability Company, and 1 Live from Zarloff. Due to the audio-only nature of this declaration, let the record show that everyone in the room with me is nodding their head in agreement. Let it also be noted that everyone in the room is giving me a big thumbs up of approval right now, implying that I deserve even more executive power. Now, I doubt it given my succinct communication skills, but are there any questions at this time?
Why are you guys limiting life from Zarloff?
I will not be accepting questions at this time. Good afternoon.
Herc, this is... Well, I would like to speak to the cosmos before all rights are taken away from us. But if we are not allowed to have a correspondent on palace grounds, well, maybe the palace grounds just aren't as important as we make them out to be.
Yeah, maybe. I'm going to sneak in there, I think. I'm going to just... if they want to stop us, they're going to stop old Herc. I'm just going to sneak in there. I'm gonna report anyway. Yeah, I think I'll do it.
Well, great. Well, now they won't have a heads up that we're coming.
Yeah, no.
Great idea there, Herc.
As if
blew
they,
our whole plan.
You think they listen to this show?
They clearly listen to the show, Herc.
Oh, yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah, they probably
and
do.
And Terran definitely listens to the show. I promise you that.
Why are you so sure?
Well,
Situationship with Terran? Is that what this is all about? Because we teased that forever ago.
Here's the thing.
Oh my glob.
No, we were... Terran Hextable is a famous Gomodian, obviously. We were in tubes together.
Mm-hmm.
We came up in the ranks, and yes, there was something. There was something there.
And
then she went the way of the government, and I, well, I chose the people. Now, didn't I?
Yeah, interesting. You're with the people right now. That's usually the two choices, is the government or the people.
I chose the people, dear listener. I chose you.
And I chose being delicious.
You chose drugs this morning.
Yeah.
I chose the people. I continue
with Tomlin.
To choose the... Stop dapping him up, Tomlin. You're just encouraging it.
He likes it. We're besties now. Thanks, Tomlin.
Why'd you do it twice?
Nah, because the situation merited it.
I see. That said, Taryn went her way. And firstly, the situation is muffed enough as is. Unpleasant. Needless. It'll be fixed. She's just flexing her muscles because it's what she does. It's what she did all the
time.
It's
a power play.
It was a power move. It was just power move after power move after power move from Taryn. That's all it ever was.
Flexing her muscles. I mean, yeah, she's pretty strong. How did that relationship work out? Because, I mean, you're like, you're fit, I guess. But Taryn is like, oh my God, ripped.
Well, we would go to gymnasiums, as it were.
Gymnasiums.
And I'd lift in the gymnasium and she would lift the gymnasium.
That checks out with what I know of her, yeah.
That said, to put us in the same sentence as Fox News LLC...
That is an absolute insult. A limited liability company. We are we are the biggest universal source of news.
And do you know how many other news sources are pulling from us?
I mean, all of them, really.
Earth Syndicate goes off of what it learns from Live from Zara.
As far as I know, Fox News' limited liability company, despite their ridiculous cease and desist, is also just pulling from our programs now. Where else are they going to get their news? Yeah. Because Earthlings, you have to listen to us. You don't have a choice. We'll kill you.
It's mandatory.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll kill you, but it's
if you're
mandatory.
Not listening to this right now, you're in trouble, mister.
If you're not hearing this right now, then... Hear this. You're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, and
you better be
too,
listening.
Baby girl. Listen up. Breaking news! That was really good, Ron.
Thank you.
You added a little something there to the
practicing.
Already really good soundbite that we have.
It's gifted. It's rich. It's tonal. Like, someone clearly understood what they were doing.
Yeah, someone really put that together well.
Like, I'm not saying they're a protege.
Protege? Who's... This is the twisted thing all over again.
I'm struggling.
It's okay. Something got put in his tube as a baby.
Whoever did our music is
gave
gifted.
Gave him a speech impediment.
I'm sure they're very gifted.
Anyway, breaking news. Ooh, this is a fun story. Someone we all know and love, even you Earthlings. Interplanet Janet. She's a galaxy girl, a solar system miss from a future world. She travels like a rocket with her comet team, and there's never been a planet Janet hasn't seen. No, there's never been a planet Janet hasn't seen. Here's a clip from our exclusive interview with Miss Janet.
So, like, when I was in high school, there was this girl that everybody thought was so cool. Outer Planet Margaret was like the captain of the cheer team, and she was going out with like the hottest starship pilots in school, and everybody just like wanted to be her. So I started wearing my hair like hers, you know, in this like puffy cloud shape, so that everybody would think I'm super cool like Margaret. The next day after first period, she stuffed me into a locker full of Timmy Moskowitz's pet Zargons, and they ate my entire body. like all of it. The local surgeons, like, stuffed all my vital organs into a literal spaceship and called it a day. So now, whenever I, like, fall over, I just, like, roll down the street till somebody, like, stands me up straight again. So my friends started calling me Interpavement Janet, which, like, totally sucks. So, anyway. What was your question again?
Thank you, Janet. Even though you got a little lost in the sauce there, and we had asked what your... Well, we asked what your mother was like.
Right. I'll be honest. I'm brilliant. I have no idea what you were talking about.
That seemed like a deeply personal childhood story that just really came out of left field. If you hear the rest of the interview, it's pretty much just more stories like that. Like, our interview asked something along the lines of, what inspires you in being a part of the Cosmic Team? And she essentially rambled on about a pasta bolognese recipe.
There's definitely some untouched trauma going on here, and I understand. As someone who works closely with someone who is deeply traumatized and hasn't dealt with it.
Oh, Tomlin, he's talking about you. Leave Tomlin out of this.
Tomlin, don't come over to dap him up. That's not a...
Come here, Tomlin.
Unbelievable.
That was a good one.
The real thing here is
stop doing it, Tomlin.
It's so fun. Thank you, Earth, for giving us the dap.
It is probably your best and maybe only contribution to the cosmos. It works with everyone's appendages.
Yeah, anybody can do it.
Talons, tentacles, it doesn't matter. Dap works.
Yeah, I did it with a tentacle monster the other day. It was great. I did the dap.
It just works.
That's going to be the new Life from Zarloff slogan. The dap. It just works.
That said, you know what doesn't work is Interplanet Janet. And, well, I'm sorry, she's clearly gone through something.
Yeah, she's mostly spaceship now, huh?
I'm trying to conjure sympathy. Do you find yourself doing this?
I mean, I guess I'm in a pretty wicked mood right now.
I'm aware.
I don't feel like you could have possibly gathered that from how I've been acting this whole time. I'm a consummate professional, and no one would know how badly I'm doing today.
You started the episode. Send us an email. Complaining about how bad you were doing.
Send us an email and tell me if you think that you could tell that I was in a bad mood today.
You know, there were certain clues.
Like what?
Like things you said.
And how I said them.
That said, I'm out of empathy. I've run out. I'm going through this governmental thing. I'm the only sober co-host on Live from Zarloff right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm sorry, Galaxy Girl, but... yeah, maybe you belong in the street.
Whoa.
She belongs to the street.
Rolling down the street. Wow. She belongs to the street because she's rolling down them every time she falls down.
That's right. Yeah. She belongs to the streets.
This brings me back to my freestyling from earlier where I talked about rolling into a grassy field. And I feel like the cosmos is trying to tell us something. And I think after this, I need to go ground. I think I need to go reconnect to Zarloff 1.
I may join you.
Okay.
Grounding is important.
It's important. Everybody.
It's not a fad. Do it.
Clench your butt right now. Everybody do it on three. One, two, three.
We'll know if you didn't.
Yep. We can tell.
That said, you definitely used part of the decency constellation.
Yes, I did.
Your freestyle, which is not freestyle.
You know what freestyle is, right? It was like a sample. I sampled the decency poem. That's what samples are.
I was making the beat. I sample. You come up with something new. That's what freestyle is.
I was sampling. Send us an email if you think that my freestyling went so hard that it's going to be a chart topper. Well, that's all the time that we have today. This has been a very special episode for... I don't know, some reason, Live from Zarloff. Yeah, it was pretty special.
I think the only actual bit of news we got to was us complaining about how we're not given access to do news.
Yeah, which is still news. I am Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And we'll see you next time, baby girl, even though you'll just be listening to us. Good night.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guests Carly Rae Stevenson as Taryn Hextable and Audrey Knoll as Interplanet Janet. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
I also, this is completely off topic, I'm going to donate 1,000 credits to Craft a Wish for every time that Ron correctly says Glorbanian, because it never happens. That's...